Hi, everyone. It's Judy Warner. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. Today, our guest is Angus Thompson from Circuit Builder. He's going to talk about a new digital model he has for helping designs get to market faster than ever. So lean in, enjoy. I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media.
Hi, Angus. Welcome from over the pond. We're so glad to have you today.
Hi, Judy. Good to chat to you too. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. So give us a brief background of your engineering background and then tell us a little bit about Circuit Builder.
Yeah. So I'm an electronic engineer. I've been for pretty much my whole life. Started taking things apart at about 5 or 6 years old, and since then I've been lucky enough to make a career out of it. So I've got a degree in cybernetics, a master's degree, and since then I've worked for a variety of companies, from sort of GE, Kinetic, was a defense company, through to sort of consumer electronics and music technology, Dyson and Rolly. So I've got quite a sort of wide background in across all sort of areas of within engineering, but always with the focus on electronic engineering. That's always been my passion, and that's eventually led to me starting my own company, Circuit Builder, about just over a year ago now. And so that's sort of the culmination of the last 15 years of my career, and led me to start something for myself.
So tell us about what Circuit Builder is, and sort of what inspired you to go off and be an entrepreneur and start this endeavor.
Yeah, essentially, Circuit Builder is a platform, a web-based platform that's designed to simplify the whole process of creating custom electronics. As an engineer myself, I've seen sort of firsthand a lot of the problems and complications that are involved in creating electronics, both from sort of both sides of the equation, both getting other people to do it for me and designing electronics for other people. So having sort of seen these sort of issues and areas of inefficiency in companies large and small, I mean, some of the same issues exist in the likes of, you know, Dyson and GE as they do in 2-3 people companies, which I've also worked for. So having sort of experienced these issues firsthand, I thought, you know, there's a better way of doing this. Engineering, as I think, you know, can be quite a traditional industry, to put it diplomatically. And so I thought, well, you know, there are ways of improving this, of, you know, improving the way we do things. And that's really what the sort of the spark of Circuit Builder, where that came from. It's a web-based platform. And the whole goal of it is to sort of open up the process of creating custom electronics, make it far more transparent and intuitive. So we've got this platform that's designed to do that. It's a very sort of open platform. So there are no sort of surprises during the process. As a end customer, you might have a need for a custom bit of electronics for your new widget you want to launch up to the market, or a custom test jig for your factory. We deal with sort of customers who are 1-2 people, or tens of thousands of people in some cases. So we've got, we work with a wide range of customers. And the goal of the platform is to sort of open up the process. The customer can upload what they need, whether it's a sketch on the back of an envelope or even a full schematic. They can upload that to the platform. We work with them then to give you a breakdown of the price and exactly what's involved in the project, all done via sort of very intuitive sort of interface. And once the customer is happy that that's what they're after, we go in, design and build it for you. So the other half of the platform is where we have quite a wide network of engineers who actually take on the work. So we've got our engineers are all over the world. We've got expertise across loads of kind of areas within engineering, and we find the most sort of suitable engineer for the task. And once we're sort of beavering away on the design, the sort of half of the platform, which actually is where Altium comes in, helpfully, we use the Altium 365 sort of system to allow the customer to see their design in almost real time. So once we're working on your design, designing your schematic or PCB, you as a customer can log in and actually see your board in 3D and 2D, see the schematic, full bill of materials as we're doing it. So it's a really sort of open, transparent process to sort of, you know, lower the barriers a bit, make it less sort of intimidating for perhaps those who aren't well-versed in engineering, and say to make the whole process much clearer and open. Once we've finished with the design, once the end customer is happy, we go away and get it built for you and ship it straight to the customer's door.
Well, it sounds really, as you say, we tend to do this in sort of an old-fashioned way, in a very complex way to get custom electronics to market. And when you tell me this, it does. It feels very modern. It feels like it's taking advantage of the streamlining of the internet. And it sort of reminds me a little bit, I know I'm oversimplifying here, but sort of a digital model of a service bureau. But it sounds like you have specialists in different areas. So can you talk about sort of the advantages and how those specialists come into play when you're working on particular customers?
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the advantages of the way we work is we don't have a sort of set headcount in an office somewhere, which we have to rely on to do any design work. We have a growing, ever-growing network of engineers. And as you said, we're lucky enough to have expertise across all sorts of areas, from RF to high-speed digital design. So any kind of specific project that comes in, we can find someone to work on that for you. So it means, you know, we don't have to have all these overheads of a big kind of team of staff sitting in our office waiting for the right project. We can be sort of very agile and scale up or down as required, and sort of offer this very much sort of engineering on demand sort of service. And it means also we've started to work with some local universities here in the UK and started to create links with them, because, you know, there are a lot of very, very clever people studying some very clever things, doing, you know, researching some very kind of niche areas. And with Circuit Builder, we're sort of starting to open up the opportunities for those people to use this amazing expertise in real life problems. So, you know, we can have customers with a very obscure area of electronics, whether it's extremely high speed or some obscure, I don't know, antenna design. And we can hopefully find someone, the goal is we can find someone who has the expertise in that area. So, yeah, we're very flexible in the way we work, and we can respond very quickly to a customer who says, I need this done yesterday. Can you help? Which happens quite often, surprisingly.
We're always in a darn hurry, right?
It's indeed, like, yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's just always. So this big network of sort of design specialists, what's the vetting process? How do you identify these people, and what kind of vetting process do they need to go through?
We have basically, it's essentially a lightweight recruitment process. And this is something that we're sort of constantly evolving as in true sort of startup, agile startup fashion. You know, we don't have all the right answers now. We don't have perfect processes, but we are developing these as we go, essentially. But yeah, we essentially have a lightweight recruitment process where we find engineers through local universities, through LinkedIn, through a variety of means. And make sure we know what their skills are, where their strengths are, and what specific areas of expertise they have. And by doing that, we can sort of be confident in ourselves that they know what they're doing. And likewise, that, you know, the end customer can be confident that they're getting someone working on their project who is extremely well qualified. And to add a sort of layer of protection, we also, any designs that are done by this network of engineers are all checked in-house, so that it's not just a sort of a dating agency where customer X wants to find engineer Y and we sort of put them together. It's always, you know, there's a layer of sort of quality control in the middle. So a Circuit Builder engineer would always make sure that any design that goes out the door is being checked. And we don't just rely on an engineer to sort of deliver something themselves.
So how does that work, Angus, as far as, is that your team that does the design rule checks, or do you sort of tap into your network? How do you do that?
At the moment, it's my team. It's, to be honest, at the moment, it's me. But you know, as we grow, that's a sort of task that we would look to you know, build up our, maybe even kind of a subset of our network of engineers where one does a design and another checks it. But again, these are all things that are basically evolving as we go. And, you know, we don't have a set process yet because we are still a startup and learning as we go. So yeah, at the moment it's all checked by me. But yeah, as we scale up and as the number of volume projects increases, hopefully I will be too overwhelmed to be able to do that all myself. And either we'll get full-time employees on board or use our, you know, further network of engineers to add that layer of quality on top.
Right. That's a really great model, I think, to give your customers some assurance that more than one set of eyes are looking at it.
Exactly, yeah.
So what kind of reach do you have in the market? Are you doing projects from all over the globe? Have you started sort of in the UK or European region? Like, what's your reach there?
At the moment, I mean, we're focusing on the UK. Obviously, that's, you know, geographically, that makes sense. I am part of a sort of business incubator here in the UK called Innovation Martlesham. And as part of that, I've sort of been able to step into this big network of local companies. So, you know, primarily so far, we've been lucky enough to have countless projects just through word of mouth from the local area. So we've as yet not needed to do much marketing, but that's the next stage, of course. However, we did recently do a project for a researcher at the University of British Columbia in Canada. So he found us via Google, uploaded his requirements. We built him a very, very specific sort of niche bit of equipment for his, I think it was a chemistry lab he runs. And he was very happy. They were very, you know, impressed with what we did. So we do have a global reach, and some of our engineers, we've got one engineer in Russia at the moment, an engineer who worked for us recently is in Austria. So, you know, we do have a global reach, but at the moment the focus is on the UK for obvious reasons.
I personally, I think that's a good model, right? To kind of prove it out in your own backyard before you scale, because that could be sort of a recipe for disaster. Here at Altium, I was working with universities. Well, you can literally throw a rock from our office to UCSD. And I'm like, how about I just start there before I try to take on the world? And that ended up being a good model. So I could see having a tiny bit of experience of that, especially with a startup, right? You mentioned, which I'm really interested in, how people could view through Altium 365. So you have a Altium 365, so you can look once you have the link. So it sounds very transparent too, where designers or, you know, your customers could go in and can they really sort of watch the design as it's evolving?
Yeah, exactly. It's not quite real time, but it's close. When the engineer is actually, you know, bivvying away, wiring up the PCB or working on the schematic, every time, you know, they save the work, it's uploaded to the platform. And yes, the Altium 365 plugin is sort of built directly into the site. So you don't have to go to another site or download. Traditionally, we do still rely on things like emails to swap files between engineers and so on. The circuit with the platform allows you to see that sort of almost live. So there's a sort of chat window within the Circuit Builder platform. So you can always, your engineer is always there to answer questions. You can upload, say as a customer, you can upload your requirements. And again, we can sort of add comments on those and discuss them. So there are no surprises at the end. And yeah, as you said, the PCB can be viewed in almost real time. So it's a very slick plugin you guys have got. So the 3D viewer of PCBs looks very, very, you know, slick. So we're making full advantage of that. And just say the goal is, and it's to try and overcome a mistake I've seen countless times, which is a customer going, oh, hold on, this board is square. I wanted it round. I forgot to tell you that, but, you know, and the engineer made an assumption of X, and the customer may, you know, didn't think to say it or whatever the reason. It happens all too often. So the goal is, say, the transparency thing is quite a key thing to make sure that if there are any miscommunications, we pick it up quickly so that we don't have to redesign a board, for example. That's the goal.
Well, having a manufacturing background and been painfully in the middle of a lot of those disconnects, I think it's really valuable. And it's been really fun for me, quite frankly, to see, you know, I'm close, right, to Altium 365, and I see what the goal is. But what's really fascinating to me is seeing people like you pick it up and have unique applications. Same with Arduino and Toradex, how you're using this as a viewer to create this transparency. I just see that as really valuable. So speaking of manufacturing, is once the board's designed, the design rule checks are done, you've been successful, manufacturing, then do customers ask you to have this manufactured? Is that something you want to tackle, or do you want to clearly stay in the design lane and leave that aspect to the customers?
In terms of what customers often need, it seems to be sort of 50-50. A lot of customers have their own manufacturers. They've got good links with local manufacturers. So we will, in that case, provide the design, provide the Gerbers, and you know, the customer can go away and get it built themselves. Absolutely fine. We don't build anything in-house. You know, we are not looking to sort of bill ourselves as an assembly house or, you know, PCB fabricator. This is not where, you know, there are plenty of companies who excel at that already. What we are looking to do, however, is to sort of ease that transition. So, as you said, you know, the once we've done all our DFM checks and everything, that's a sort of a line in the sand. If a customer does want us to then go away and get that built, fantastic. We have a sort of established set of relationships with quite a few assembly houses, both in the UK and abroad. So we can organize everything from, you know, buying the parts, assembling it, and getting it sent to the, you know, the customer's door. One of the things that, you know, we are looking to do, one of the sort of next phases of circuit builder, if you like, is to sort of ease that transition so that it, rather than you know, having to download Gerbers, email them to your you know, assembly partner, email an Excel spreadsheet, which is still vast majority of manufacturers still do it in this way, which I find interesting, I'll say diplomatically. What I'd like to do is to ease that transition. So at the end of the circuit builder process, you've sort of got a next button almost, and then that takes you to your sort of the fabrication partner's site, and that allows you to sort of look at the quantities, look at the lead times and so on. You know, there are some fantastic companies I've worked with, CircuitHub, quite recently, a few times actually. They're a you know, great UK and US sort of company who are, you know, on the leading edge of this. Again, they're bringing that side of things into the 21st century by, you know, wrapping this relatively traditional process in a nice kind of web platform. So they're doing for fabrication and assembly sort of what we're doing for design. So there's a nice fit with companies like that, you know, for us to then hand off the data to a company like them or others. So yeah, with the main goal to make it really intuitive for an end customer who, you know, who may not need, you know, want to download Gerbers and then zip them up and then email them to a fabricator, that can all be done in the background, you know, directly. And I see no reason why that shouldn't be done. So that's the sort of the next goal of Circuit Builder, really, is to implement that side of things. But yeah, in terms of doing it ourselves, that's not really on our roadmap right now.
Makes sense. It's messy. And like you said, there's a lot of good people out there. So if you just have good partners, I think you're in good shape. And I got to tell you, I've been in this industry for a really long time. And to see what, say, Altium's doing with 365, where there is literally a send a manufacturing button.
Yeah.
And I've heard people that use it both on the fabricator's end and on the designer's end. It's been really great. Then to hear like companies like Circuit Builder coming around and solving that sort of disconnect and creating some transparency. And then companies like our own Gumsticks, Geppetto, or a Circuit Hub. Thank you, Angus. Like, I just feel like you guys are going to solve so many painful problems for engineers. So I think we're all moving, you know, marching towards the same goal. And I think it's going to take so much pain and loss of time and money and resources, you know, out of the mix. So it's really exciting. It's an exciting time.
It is. Very much.
And conversely, who knew we were going to have a global pandemic when you started a company?
That wasn't in my business plan, no.
Yeah. But in some ways, it could sort of create more interest. So what impact has this health crisis really had on your business?
I mean, funnily enough, almost none. Partly because of which is a good thing in a way, partly because of the sort of distributed way in which we work. You know, the geography of where people are is completely irrelevant to how we operate. You know, we don't have an office full of engineers who, you know, can't do their jobs if they're at home. So, you know, the sort of distributed nature of how we operate actually is proving to be, you know, it's the way of working the future, I think. And COVID has shown that it is possible. I mean, we were at the start of the lockdown, we were actually extremely busy. We had a lot of projects on the go. It's been a bit quieter recently, but I think this is already starting to see a pickup now. I had a conversation just yesterday with a project that's already kicked off. So we are starting to see an uptick again. And yeah, I'm confident that as people start to return to work and have experienced in the last few months, the fact that people can operate outside an office, that will hopefully lend a bit more sort of trust to companies like ours who do operate 100% remotely and can really give you the same transparency as if, you know, the engineer was in your office and you were staring over their shoulder. So, you know, we offer that sort of virtual ability to have the same oversight as you, into your project, you know, as if the engineer was in your office, but without having to actually have them there, whether it's a global pandemic or whether it just, you know, doesn't make sense financially. So yeah, it's been interesting for well, the world really, but yeah, a good sort of proving of the fact that we can operate in this way. And it's nice that we already were there and operating this way already. So yeah, it's been for us, it's been very, very little in the way of effect, of direct effect, which has been a relief, to be honest.
Yeah, like I said, none of us knew, but to me, it almost seems timely in some ways for your business that you could really be a partner to help solve some of those issues or limiting factors of, you know, physical offices. And we've enjoyed some of the same in regards to we didn't know we were going to release, you know, Altium 365 at this time. It's just luck of the draw. But it's fun to be in a place where you could help people while they were hurting and in a disaster and in need to get done. So, well, congratulations. This sounds wonderful. And I'm really happy. And it's just a wonderful start to something big. And I'm sure you'll get lots more engagement, which is why I wanted to have you on the show, is to raise the visibility of everything you're doing. So last question I have for you, Angus, is sort of a philosophical one. And that is, you know, as we've talked about sort of modernizing the electronics design process and bringing, you know, realizing electronics products, if you were to look ahead or you had a crystal ball, what do you think it'll look like, say, 3 to 5 years from now or even further? Like, what do you think these kind of things are going to do to the way things are designed and realized?
It's a good question. Obviously, I'm going to struggle to come up with a very compelling, accurate sounding answer. But I think from my point of view, the way that sort of, you know, obviously Circuit Builder is focusing on electronics. There are, if you take any electronic product, there are so many other aspects around it, from certification, mechanical design, embedded software design. The way I see it is a lot of other industries are, you know, starting to move in this slightly more sort of distributed way. And, you know, I would imagine that in a similar way to what we're doing for electronics, they're doing a similar thing in these sort of other complementary areas is probably where things will go. So you're moving less away from the sort of traditional design consultancy with, you know, bricks and mortar office somewhere full of very clever engineers, but with significant overheads, to a far more distributed you know, pattern. And, you know, it's something that I'm really keen on sort of looking to build into Circuit Builder. You know, obviously our focus is on electronics, but because there are all these other elements involved in designing electronic product, it feels like a really exciting opportunity to bring these together in one place. So you don't have to, you know, email your CAD files to a certain company to get them 3D printed, or email your requirements to a software design company to get your firmware written. It could be done in a single place. And what I'd love to have is Circuit Builder to be that sort of single place where our core focus is electronics, but obviously the other sort of areas, the other elements of sort of expertise around that, the mechanical design, so on, could be done in, you know, in within the Circuit Builder platform, it delivered in the same way, but sort of actually delivered by third parties. So, you know, I longer term, I would love to look at building relationships with these sort of complementary companies, whether it's industrial designers or firmware engineers, such that they can deliver what they do via this single platform. So you've got this sort of single point of truth for your design. It's all in one place. You know exactly what it'll look like because you've got the electronics in there, you've got the mechanical design in there, you've got it's all linked to your firmware, and it's all, you know, there is no issues with, oh, I sent Gary the version of firmware that's the old version, or I sent Jenny that wrong CAD file because it was the version from a week ago because I had to find it in my email. If it can all be in one place, and if we can sort of utilize that same distributed way that Circuit Builder is currently operating for other areas, then it feels like a very sort of compelling way of you know, leveling the playing field, of using people, engineers all around the world, and, you know, delivering what they can do in one very, you know, modern interface, you know, is a really exciting sort of opportunity, I think. So, yeah, my view would be this far more distributed way of working will be, I think, far more prevalent in just a few years' time. So I think that's my take on it.
Well, it'll be interesting between the impact of this health crisis, where I think the workplace is being radically redefined. We don't know who we're going to be on the other side of this, plus the strides that companies like yours are making and trying to modernize and create this distributed model and this transparent single source of truth. It's just an exciting time. So hopefully, Angus, in 3 to 5 years from now, we're going to be like, remember when?
We'll be back
and then we'll look back at where we came from, and hopefully we'll be way down the road. So, well, thank you so much for sharing what you're doing at Circuit Builder. Really excited about what you're doing, and we're really happy that you've partnered with us on some things, and that they know Altium has been at least partially helpful in helping you create some of that transparency. So any final thoughts before I let you go?
Not really. No, I say it's really nice, not to sound too sycophantic, but it is very nice to work with organizations who share that same sort of direction, who can actually see where the world is going. And it's much easier to do this with these, you know, partners, you know, heading in the same direction, rather than just sort of me going, hold on, I'm sure this industry could be shaken up, but no one else is doing it. Maybe I'm wrong. So it's great to have partners like Altium and others who can see the same things that I can see and share that excitement.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I do see this rising tide. And again, I joke that I started in the caveman days. So I used to carry around, I was still back in the tape up days. I'd still have some tape ups, or I'd carry around physical films, you know, of circuit boards and carry them to a manufacturer and, you know, rant. So, I mean, to come from that to Circuit Builder and Altium 365 is so fun for me. And, you know, to have lived that whole arc has been really, really fun for me, and I'm so excited. So thank you again, Angus. Best of luck. Please come back and share with us more the strides you're making as you scale. And for our listeners, we're going to make sure we share the Circuit Builder website with you below and any other resources Angus wants to share with us. Maybe something for Circuit Hub. And so I'll put all kinds of goodies in the show notes. So Angus, thanks again. Be well, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much.
For my listeners here, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed and gained some insights from this conversation with Angus Thompson of Circuit Builder. We look forward to being with you next time. Please connect with me on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you. And remember to subscribe, like, and send us your comments. So, or just send us some guests that you're interested in too. I always love to learn about people like Angus. So anyways, thanks for joining us. We look forward to being with you next time. Until then, remember to stay healthy, stay safe, and always remember to stay on track.